to amend Devin's motion.
To limit it to three, is that what
three.
You agree to?
You guys agree with that? I mean,
yeah, I'm a corner. That'd be three signs on the larger track. I'd be totally comfortable.
Is that 12 or 13?
Not one in the corner.
Larger one is 13.
Not one down in that tight.
Right. You just need to amend your motion for 13 to have a maximum of three billboards on it.
Yeah. And keep it out of this corner, west corner, west end.
Right.
So I need to get back to where we were. So are we approved for 12?
Not
and
yet.
Now
we
amending 13 because we just split the motions.
Right. Mm-hmm. So because neither one's approved yet.
We'll do a separate vote.
You need to split them apart if you're going to change them.
So I'm going to go back to 12 because we're in order.
Yep.
Okay. Make a motion to approve 2024-012 as is.
Yep.
Second. All right. Any further discussion on this one? We're ready for a vote. All in favor? Signify by raising your hand and saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries on 12. Now we're ready for 13.
So again, I would make the motion on 2412-013 to approve with only three signs and nothing in the, what is that, southwest corner of the property.
I'll second.
Hold on, let's check something.
Have you got that?
Nope, we're checking something.
Let's check something.
Okay.
Oh, it's taking off on here.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. 12 is your large parcel, and 13 is your small parcel.
So we just got it back.
It makes it hard because, I mean, you can do this, but you can see the information.
So can I do four billboards?
Don't push your luck.
We're going to get you four. Yeah, but good luck when you come back.
Total.
So
all we have is an approved motion for.
We need three.
Mm-hmm.
So, 0.013.
Where are we at now? You've lost me totally.
They're discussing.
There 0.013 is the smaller parcel for one. The larger parcel is in the 000.
Okay.
Which is for three.
Well, that's.
Did you guys get
so
that?
They're reversed.
Yeah, yes. They're reversed. We got our motions reversed. Thank you.
All right, where are we now?
Okay, so what you want to do is vote on 20. Go ahead.
I would make a motion to rescind the past motions and vote, and then have them vote on that. And
okay.
Then have it in the record.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So moved. So moved. The motion to rescind our past motions and vote due to inaccurate information we presented.
Second.
And then start over. So it's Roger and George.
Yes.
Okay.
We got to vote on that.
Vote on that.
We
and
need
we'll
to
start
vote.
Over.
We need to vote on a do-over. All in favor of a do-over.
Do I hear a motion for a do-over?
We already did.
We got all the right. Motion and second.
I missed that.
We got a motion and a second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Against? All right, now we're ready.
Starting over.
Okay.
Would you read the motion, please?
Okay. So you're going to, we're working, let's start it in order again. 2024-012, and the motion as of right now is to limit the amount of signs on that parcel. Or excuse me, to not limit the amount. That is the smaller parcel.
Can you highlight that parcel? Is that the one that's?
That's this one right here.
That's 12.
Right. We're going to go in order.
Okay.
One sign right there.
Hey,
not the problem.
That one, application 12 ends in number 13.
Is 12 correct? The small parcel?
Yes.
Yes.
For one sign?
Yes.
Okay. So I would make the motion to approve 2024-12.
Second.
One sign. Perfect.
So, all right. Devin Sonnenfeld and Roger?
George.
Oh, George was second?
It was my turn.
Okay.
Are we ready for a final vote on this? All in favor, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So be it.
Okay. Now we need to do 2024-013, the larger parcel here, with the restrictions of the amount and the locations of the sign.
So again, I would make the motion to approve 2024-013, limiting the number of signs to 3, with no signs in the southwest corner. Is that correct? Yes.
Do we have a second on that?
Second.
You want a second, Deb? We have a motion and a second. Everybody understand what the motion is? Are we agreed? All in favor, raise your right hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Now we heard it, them ducks.
Those are cats.
Moving on to the next project.
Thank you. What is our order?
2024-010.
Okay, our next project up. And I don't see her. So, 2024-010, CUP for a wedding venue.
I would ask to postpone it till the end, see if our applicant shows up. Move on to the next one. Okay.
That's a postponement?
No, just till the end, and we'll bring it up after we hear the
okay.
last one. We'll put hers last and see if she happens to roll in.
Then we're moving on to 014.
Yes. Okay. Jerry and Sherry Henning is seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for a cabin for nightly rental use. Property is located at 170 Old Cheese Plant Road, Bradleyville, Missouri. The property is currently zoned A1 Agricultural District. Let me get you over there so we can look at it. Okay. A little reference, Taneyville, keep on going. Bradleyville's right there. Shoot up that road, 125, I think. A little closer. Drilling down a little bit more. Here's the turnoff, Old Cheese. Is it Cheese Plant Road? Yeah. And the new bridge that Devin put in is right here. And then you come up this way. The access will be at this corner of the property. And it's this big, long gravel road coming back. And you can't see it real well here. But the actual cabin is right there on the creek bank, right there. This will give you a little better view of it when we take the zoning off. You see the cabin right there. There's that gravel road I was telling you about. Give you a little better view again, a little closer. You can see it's built right on the embankment. A couple shops of the cabin. It's already been elevated a little bit. Another view. I tried to get the creek itself in right here. Can see it's a little bit of a step up and the elevation change. the other side. You can see the bank, the river out here, or the creek out here, and the embankment. Frontal view, got a little, some steps walking down to the creek. Here's the big issue with the property as it sits. Here is the existing FEMA map. When FEMA mapped, they did not have the ability to map everything in the country. So they stopped. They drew a line right here, and they stopped mapping Taney County right there. This is all flood area, 100-year flood area right here. But they have gotten the funding and the ability to start mapping again, and they're about to roll that out again.
A couple years, about 24 months, we'll have some new maps adopted.
And we were able to get our hands on what that's going to look roughly like. Try to show you. Now you see where, if they finish that mapping out, where the water they expect to the 100-year flood to be, where the cabin's at. And I can give you a little bit of close-up of it right there. So, with that, we'll have the applicant come up and speak.
What creek is that on?
Little Beaver.
Little Beaver?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would you like to look at anything in particular?
Do what? I'm sorry?
Would you like to look at any slide in particular?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Whenever we had the big flood, you know, it took out all the bridges, all that kind of stuff, it did get up on top of the back porch and inside about 6 inches. I mean, and that was the big, big flood. But when Jerry built it, he built it on stilts enough to where the water would flood over in our hayfield and in our back hayfield. But since they've built the big bridge, we haven't had any issues at all because water goes right on through. And where the road is, there's plenty of trees. You know, there's no risk of high water rushing in or anything. So, and that's why I decided to go forward with the nightly rental, because I felt it was safe now.
Just for my own personal curiosity, I guess, but in case of flooding and you did have it rented, your evacuation route, you don't have to cross a creek or anything
no.
to get out of there.
You're, no.
You yes. can leave and go uphill. Mm-hmm. That's the way it looked for me, and I just mm-hmm. kind of wanted to clarify
yeah.
on that a little bit.
And I made sure that every time we stayed in it, when it was, you know, a chance of rain or anything, because I just said, oh, let's just get out of here. But, no, it's we feel it's very safe, you know, and if there was a possibility of a, you know, big flood coming in, I would cancel. Or, you know, we have another little mother-in-law's quarters up at the house. We could just move them up there.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you want to show them where you live, your location?
Am
I close?
But that kind of flood, you kind of see some rain clouds coming, and, you know, it wouldn't just happen in just a little bit.
Any other questions on this project? Do I hear a motion?
Yeah.
What?
Anybody need to talk about it?
Oh, that's right. I don't know. There might be somebody object to it. Anybody against this project, for or against it, want to speak now or forever hold your peace? Are we ready for a motion?
I would make the motion to approve 2024-014.